Welcome back to Sense, Sensibility, and Chaos, the podcast that once mocked mom jeans and now gets excited with double coupons and a well-organized pantry.
I'm busy. I developed my father's style of grocery shopping and looking at the unit price. But in fairness, don't we all want to get the best price?
I'm well-read. Last week I heard myself say, "You'll understand when you grow up," out loud, to a child. I'm not an adult, I swear.
And I'm tall girl. I've started doing weird little grunts when I stand up. You know the one. I've become the noise.
Yeah.
Today we are talking about... Oh god, if we are becoming our parents. I think we need to take a pause here and tell listeners.
Everybody needs to take a deep breath in through their nose.
Get your whatever you need for...
Out through your mouth.
If that's a drink, if that's a cigarette, if that's chocolate, whatever it is, like, grab what is going to calm you.
If I can have one of my THC seltzers.
I love my mom. If I end up being her, that's great, but my mom is much more polite and much more formal than I am. It would break my hippie spirit if I actually become my mom. So I'm like, I have parental traits. I have very strong feelings about, like, bought air and using the oven while I'm paying for bought air in the summer. You guys know this. I've had that. I've been a granny in my heart about things like that since I was...
Oh, it makes sense.
No. So I'm like, I'm okay with turning out like my mom, but, like, the formality of it all, like, my mom's never left her house in pajamas. Ever. Like, she would dress to go to the hospital.
Yeah,
no, I'm going to the hospital in whatever the hell I'm wearing at the time that I am in, like...
They will be lucky if I am wearing something.
There will be no hair will be done, no lipstick will be applied. I'm paying you to get rid of my pain. I am not waiting for your Yelp review on my presentation on your journey.
I'm not putting on mascara just so that... No.
I can rip my eyes at you while I'm throwing up, no.
Absolutely not, no.
So I think... Where do we think? We think it begins with, like, saying phrases.
I think it starts with phrases, actions, and facial expressions.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wakes up and decides, I'm going to become my mother today. But you hear yourself repeating something that they've said, or you feel yourself make an expression that you've seen on their face before, and you're like, oh, God, here it comes. I am becoming...
And I think some of it is just genetics. Mm-hmm. I have a cousin, and his father passed away when he was about 4 or 5. And so he was too young to remember the mannerisms of his father. But as he grew, my mom and aunt would say, oh my God, he has his father's way of, like, having his hands crossed across his chest and kind of, like, rocking and, like, that nervous energy. And he poses the same way. Some of it, I think, you just kind of get, even if you're not around.
Oh, yeah. Nature versus nurture is a huge thing. Like,
right. So I think some of that is, like, you just get, especially if you have their features. So I have my father's dimple, one dimple. So my mother can always tell when I'm really, like,
tickled by something.
Well, no, like, there's lying. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I didn't throw away that, or, you know, something simple like that. But when I'm, like, lying, but you also kind of trying not, like, you're okay with kind of being caught, like, you're being slick and you know you're funny, but, like, she's like, I could always tell when you're really lying because your dimple will pop out. Like, it's not just because you're smiling, it's a certain look you have, and she goes, and I could tell that's when you're, like, being mischievous almost.
I think it also kicks in when you start paying your own bills. Like, your parents fight about stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think, like, the first time you pay your electric bill and you're like, I'm sorry, I only ran a lamp all winter long. Like, what is this $300? All of a sudden, that was the moment where it's like, I pay bills. We're not spending a dime ever again. Like,
yep. Yeah, all of a sudden, things become yours instead of someone else.
Like, oh, we can put a patch in those jeans. Like, oh, yeah. But that's a good box. Like, oh, the first time I was like, it's a good box. Nobody prepares you for the moment that a good box arrives at your home and you're like, Oh, she's thick. She's thick and she's of a good size.
She
She'll
will be
hold
getting
up to
stored.
something.
To
To
be
be
fair,
getting stored, my friend.
I do a lot of shop shipping because A, I've done military support, but also B, I like to just send people random like care packages. So I have a closet in my office and I converted it to like my shipping and like some of my storage. So I have boxes lined up and there's tape. And it's also like, let me just say, despite the texture, it's how the quality of it.
No, like an Amazon box can flit in and out. Like, I'm like, as soon as it comes in, it gets folded up and goes to the curb for recycling. But like, I bought a generator. This box is going to like withstand a nuclear war. I hesitate to use this box. Like, I have other boxes in the box because I'm like, this is not the moment for the good box. There's okay boxes. But like, the generator box is the great box. It will probably never leave this house. Like, I will leave the house in this box. It's that good of a box.
The box is that's one that sneaks up on you. That
You just you don't know until the moment comes.
But for me, that's more adult than becoming my parent because there is a difference, I think. Specifically with women or parents, for me, it's the expressions too. You're like, oh my God, who just said that? Oh,
My
wait, you.
grandmother used to be like, wait until you're older. Like, when you get to my age, like, your joints will hurt and, like, whatever else. And, like, I rolled over the other day and I pulled a tendon in my knee from rolling over. And I'm like, maybe grandma had a point. Don't get old. Like, just wait until you're old.
Or yeah, I think I definitely there are different things like with my mother and my father, but I definitely like I said in my injury, my father when he would go grocery shopping, my mom hates going to the grocery store with me because I will look there and look if it's something small I just need I'll just buy it, but if it's something you use a lot, I'm gonna sit there and between if it's between different brands. I'm gonna look, oh, this is on sale, but this is a unit price. But if you just do this, and it's not always the bulky versions, too. It's sometimes the smaller ones. I'm like, how in the hell? But okay. And so I will sit there and she just looks at me and she gets so frustrated. And oh, without fail, we are grocery shopping together. She was like, you are just like your father. And I'm like, well, here I am, like too
Yeah,
late.
no. My dad was the same way, the unit prices and you know what was on sale versus what wasn't. So you pick up things as
I
you
am that weird
watch.
person who like, what's the best month to buy an appliance? And I'm like, no, we don't buy washing machines until like this is the season we buy strawberries. This is when we buy an appliance. I'm like, oh my God, I have this just living in my head. I now know the temperatures I'm willing to leave the house during, and when not, I will now look at the weather app. I must know. I must know. I love walking in the rain, and yet now I cannot help myself. Like, I have to know the weather. I can't go outside without knowing the weather. Why? I'm not gonna melt. I'm not the witch of the, like, I'm not the Wicked Witch. I will not melt with water. I have no gremlin properties. Like, why?
No, I just don't like getting too much water in my shoes, like in the mushy squishy, but I've done it before. Like, I'll be fine. I'm not gonna die. But I'm also not gonna purposely go out and walk in rain unless I
Oh,
really
I do.
rain.
Rain, snow, precipitation in
Fine.
general.
Snow is different to me. It doesn't.
I'm like a child when it comes to snow, so
I think also like our
snow is
parents,
fun.
when you start, I try not to say this one, but it has slipped out. Kind of like children should be seen and not heard. I was like, oh dear Jesus, where did that come from?
The
So,
because I said so. I
oh,
said it the
I
other
was like,
day. Hot
because I
enough
said
for you?
so. What one was that?
Hot enough for you?
No, we didn't have that one.
Like, I was standing in a like little lobby entryway and it was a hot day and I couldn't help myself.
Oh,
I was
that.
like, I know I've got problems when I start to clap when an airplane lands.
Which parent did
I will
that?
know I have reached a certain phase in my life where when that happens, but also Given the state of the airlines, I think now it's more of like a Yelp review. Like, we landed.
Yeah. I think I'm with you, busy on the children should be seen and not heard sometimes. Like it, you don't mean it. You don't really mean it, but you do a little bit.
I do. But and there have been times, and I love my nieces and nephews, but there have been times when the energy level and the ability for them to listen did not happen. And there's absolutely I've heard my father come out of my mouth with the I will give you a reason to cry or
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah. I
yeah.
actually saw a TikTok the other day about a dad who like is trying to break down generational trauma, and he asked his kids what the end of I'll give you something to, and the kids were like, laugh about
Yes, I saw
love.
that one.
Like that was a really sweet one. Like the I'll give you something to cry about was something our generation heard a lot.
And he kind of broke down, and everyone in the comments was really supportive of him. Like, you're doing a good job that your kids don't know that.
Yep,
There was a
absolutely.
guy who got like an arm that holds a flashlight because he's like, my son will never have to hold a flashlight for me. Like they'll never go through that. It used to be like for dudes, that was a big one. Like their dads would yell at them, you're not holding a flashlight right, you idiot, whatever. So, like, he bought all these like little floodlights and lamps and holders. So, like, his kid will never hold a floodlight for him. And I'm like, quality parenting.
I think there's you can go too far too, because I also see where that could be one of those coming of age bonding things. I think bonding with your child and engaging them in learning and asking them to hold it is not necessarily a bad thing. The
No, but the reaction.
attacking them, yes.
It's the
But
reaction of you're not holding the flashlight where I need you to hold it. You're not holding it at the right angle. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. I think, you're doing it right when you have the flood lamps and stuff like that. Because if you say to your kid, is your arm getting tired, buddy?
yes.
Then your kid can say yes or no, and you can have them,
Or
you can
explaining,
switch.
we're going to want you to hold it at this angle, and this is why, so I could see what I'm doing. It's the thing. Like, that is a good bonding experience.
And also understanding that kids get distracted. Like,
It's 45 minutes of like I'm a kid. 45 minutes of holding a light is just not within my attention span. Let's just.
What other things do you think you do like your parents? For me, I also inherited from my father. He was raised by his, obviously his father, and who grew up during the Depression. So that meant my father never threw out anything until you needed to. Like, we didn't just like, and I'm the same way. Like, I'm not just gonna, if I need a new pair of, let's say, shoes, like, sure, I'll get them. But there are sometimes I'm like, I'm not gonna throw out like the sneakers that are not good enough to maybe be out my everyday using, but they're not exactly throw out, become my garage outdoor like sneakers that I use. And then when they become too bad, then I toss them. So like there's this not
There's a progression of things. Like
right. It's not like I'm
there's the
holding.
not house knock around clothes, or you're not going to get rid of them because they're still good.
And then if they aren't good for wearing even around the house, like can I turn them into rags? Can I donate them to some place that might need it? Like it's not like a hoarding situation of like stuff just stays here, but it's not just turning things on a dime because we want something new. It does happen. I'm somewhere in between, but I will not just like I don't toss food. That is a big thing. Like, I'm not just going to throw out food just because I've had it for 2 days. We're either going to eat this or,
Or we're gonna repurpose it somehow.
right.
Compost bin or whatever.
Correct.
Yeah, there's like not a vegetable top or a bone that leaves my house without being turned into broth. And I'm like, I know that comes from my grandmother. I know that because that was, like, okay, there was the meal, there were the breakdown meals, there was the leftover whatever, plus then like the bones and the carrot tops got made into something. I know where that comes from, but it's also like, dude, the amount of money I have saved on that kind of stuff, like the awareness of it as well, like, oh, this is gonna screw it up for future kids. Like you start to think about future generations as well, like how is this going to end? You know, like, what is my impact going to be on this? It more of like a long-term thinking, like, what's the, you know, the world is a great place when men consider, like, men plant trees whose shade they will never sit under or something like that. Like, there's a point when you're like, oh, let me consider like more than me in this moment. Like, let me consider my friends, my family, my society, my whatever from like the impact of this decision.
Correct. I noticed I also picked up my father's recycling habits. So, you know, in the 90s, and he made sure that in the house there was a compost, there was a container for the cans and plastics, there was the newspaper. There was a, do you remember that big kind of plastic, and you would just put stuff, and you could put the rope around it, the newspaper would be easy for you. Like we had, and anything that was cardboard that wasn't overly
Waxed.
waxed, we broke down because we had fireplaces, so then they would become for the fire. So my mom, I love her. She is just not about, she does it mainly because she knows I'm gonna annoy her about it. But if she didn't have to, she would just toss everything out. And so I'm like, it, just recycle. And
I'm a composter and I am a paper glass. I believe that plastic recycling is the biggest scam. In Canada, I will do it because Canada really does do it kind of as much as they can the right way. In New Jersey, I have difficulty recycling plastic because, you know, this plastic took 4 boat trips to make it to the US and now I'm gonna like put it back on a boat to get burned up in India. It's like,
Oh, did you hear the exciting news though? It made microorganisms that decompose plastic, and they're working on that great plastic thing in the ocean, that plastic island. You
The
know?
grape, garbage patch.
Part of yes, but as long as we keep on fishing the way we are, it's not our water bottles and our straws that are killing the sea turtles. It's
No,
like,
I know. But
anyhow,
plastic is
no, but
killing the
I'm also
fisheries and
guilty. I
stuff
eat
like that.
salmon and I eat tuna, so like, you know. But that's like, you know, when you're young, you just don't think about it. And when you're old, you really do kind of the mindset of like, okay, how is this going to impact the globe?
Let's
Or
not
like,
say old. Let's just say older.
Season.
look, I actually think it's a privilege to get old. I'm okay with
Of
that.
course.
Like, I don't want
Yeah.
people running up to me and be like, oh, decrepit one, how are you?
Please tell me how it was in the time before.
No, like I
Stay with me until
will
the 1900s.
refuse to cover up my gray hairs and stuff like that. Like, it's getting older is something that
Feel
I
like
think is
you
very underrated in our
should. When we were
society.
growing up, you would see women who are like very hardcore into like their 70s outfits, 80s outfits, and you would just be like, oh my God, like get with the fashion. And then you realize there's just a moment where you stop caring about the trendiest thing.
And
And
you
you're
start
like, you know
caring
what?
about
This is how I'm
comfort.
leaving the house, and this is how I'm presenting myself to my world. And like that art teacher aesthetic of like the loose, kind of flowy, muumuu linen kind of thing. I'm like, nobody prepares you for the moment when you're like, yeah, I don't care whether or not it's trendy. Like, it's comfy. First time I put on a pair of Crocs, I was like, the ugly kitchen shoes, there's no way. And I'm like, oh, but these are, oh, these are a feet treat. Oh, the mom got the reacher grabber when she had surgery. I'm like, this is such a useful tool. I'm like, I am sliding into assistive devices world.
I mean, they're there to be used for things like that. So, I mean, I'm one of the ways that I like my parents, unfortunately, is when it comes to containers for food.
Margarine containers and stuff in there.
Do you have a margarine jar in your fridge that's currently holding like steak leftovers?
Chinese food containers and
Anyways, that's fine.
jars are a big one because you never know what you're going to need a jar for, you know. But my kitchen might resemble a Tupperware crypt in some ways.
No, I listen, I think takeaway containers, If they're generic enough, like, that's fine. We use those again. Like, that's fine because that's also a great thing to send people home with when you have leftovers and,
It's true. Just guys, don't heat up whatever is in the food in the plastic again. Just know that that's not a good idea.
No. There was somebody who was like, "Oh, I've had this water bottle for like over 10 years, like one of the plastic Poland Spring bottles." They feel like, "I just refill this plastic Poland Spring bottle," and I'm like, "Too far, too far. Nope, no." I also get really excited to talk to people about the bargains and deals I've made. Like, it becomes a prominent
It's
piece of the
a point of
conversation.
pride,
Like, how
dude.
much I've saved per unit. Oh, I got a promo code and I double promo coded. Like,
I've
ooh,
gotten
free
complimented
shipping
on
and a
something.
sale.
Yeah, I've gotten complimented on something that I'm wearing, and I'm like, if I can say, oh, right now it's on sale for like 60% off at this store, go get it to someone, it makes me thrilled. Like, I've gone through TSA or whatever and been asked, oh, where'd you get your bag? Like, I got it on sale for, $48 or whatever.
It's not cute. It was $4. It was $4.
I feel that's on par with asking a woman, saying, telling a woman you like her skirt or dress, and then her
And
saying,
it's got
yeah,
pockets.
that's
Yeah.
absolutely. If something is cute, was $4 and has pockets, you have one life. You have achieved something.
Your level of nirvana is
Yes.
pockets for a woman in dresses or skirts,
Absolutely.
and good pockets, not like ornamental pockets.
I'm keeping an eye out for when I start tucking a tissue like into my bra or into my like sleeve or something.
Oh, I've
Like,
already done it.
I'm waiting for that. I haven't gotten there. I haven't gotten there.
I have reached into the brocket with regularity.
I do that if I know I'm going to be like at a funeral or wake or something or emotional, which let's be honest is pretty much me just living. Or if I'm going to be out somewhere, like not necessarily just tissues, but like I went out last night and I didn't want to carry a purse and I just had like my chapstick, so that went right down the shirt and I didn't even care. I was like, just
Wallet, chapstick,
keys.
perfume, keys.
And it's weird when you don't even feel it or notice it. So what are some of the things that your parents do that you refuse to cross the line and do?
Reasonable bedtimes.
That's
I'm never going to
good.
willingly just go to bed at 9 o'clock because that's the wise life choice. Like, I don't think that's ever going to be like.
That's fair. That's fair. That's tough. That's really tough.
I will tell you, my mother does not, born and raised in New Jersey, she really does not curse that much unless, like, she has more in her older age, but not so much growing up. Maybe like hell, but that is not my mantra in life.
Nope.
And
I can't say that my thing would be the same because I was taught how to conjugate the F word before I was two. So, although that was more my dad, less my
okay.
mom.
New
My
York
mom
City.
doesn't really curse.
I'm gonna get my hearing checked the second I turn 50, and then every 5 years thereafter, I am never, ever, ever gonna hold off a necessary joint replacement.
Oh God, you and I
Like
are.
all the things, I'm just like, and they'll tell you, like, you should do this by 65, you should do whatever. I'm like, no, I'm marking these dates on my calendar. You wanna know what I'm gonna do for my 50th birthday? I'm gonna go get a hearing.
Colonoscopy.
You party the way you party.
I think that, yeah, no.
No, just don't be on my on the list for the 50th birthday. Like, I'll see you at 51. Like, yeah, that's the year I'm gonna skip your birthday.
Yeah.
It's
So
the
I
year
think
we turned well read into a human fountain. It was great. Everybody enjoyed it.
for me, I have two parents who are in healthcare professions. And despite that, there are certain things they were regular about, like, teeth or stuff. And then there's other things that, like, they just seem to ignore. And I would like to, like, well, I mean, I could see. I'm like, no, you really don't understand how when I got glasses in, I think it was grade school, and my father's like, well, I have perfect vision. And then he said, I think one time they said I have problems seeing far away. And he put on my glasses and he's like, oh, the signs are clear. I'm like, yeah, that's what the glasses help you with. And until the day he died, he didn't wear glasses. And I'm like, oh, for the love of God. So I think like making a point to go to doctor appointments and not just doing it like when it gets to that point of bad enough, like being preventative and doing it. That is something that I will, that I
You
am.
know what? I'm that way with mental health. I'm that way with mental health. My dad refused to go. And my mom's been, sporadic about it, but I refuse to be like my dad in
I think
the
also,
quest for help.
in a segue from that, I would also say being more open about talking about feelings and taking ownership. And my father used to love to say that he was right 99% of the time. And yes, he said it with a joking tone, but it's also not joking, and it becomes a, like, he says to me, "How could he ever be wrong then?" So I think admitting when I am wrong. It might not always be easy. I might not like it, but I try as best I can to admit when I'm wrong, and not in one of those passive like, "Oh, I'm sorry you took it that way." No, I'm sorry that I said something. Like taking the full ownership of, "I'm sorry I did not do what I was supposed to," or "I'm sorry I said something that upset you," and also being proactive of saying, "I'm sorry I said that. Can you explain to me if I don't understand? Can you explain to me how that upset you?" So that I could avoid it going forward. So not just apologizing and trying to correct behavior. I think that's one that I try to
That's a big one.
learn them.
I will never enjoy grocery shopping. I will never look at the grocery store as a great place to spend 4.5 hours reading every ingredient on every label. I don't see it as an outing. I will never see it as an outing. And even when I shrink 4 inches, I'm never going to ask anybody tall in the aisles to reach stuff for me. Ever. Ever.
But there's so many good things on the tall shelves.
Yeah,
And
you'll
as a
have
tall
to
person, they're within my reach, or I'll bring my reacher grabber because I'm an independent woman.
bring your saw.
Yes.
But see, I like when I see vertically challenged people trying to get something, and especially when they're older than I am, and I'm like, are you trying to get something in there? I love trying to be the helper.
No, being the helper, but when they have like eyes out, like I know not to go to the grocery store on like senior Tuesdays, they're just standing in the aisle waiting for me.
That's fair.
Woman, fetch me the peas. No, not that pea, not that can. The other can.
One
No, not
sentence.
that can. The other can. The other can.
Is there anything you are trying to not be like with your parents, tall girl? Well, you said the surgery.
But my mom is infinitely more polite than I ever want to be.
Yeah.
I don't.
You're polite. That's the funny thing is you are,
Yeah, but
I think you're
y'all
much
have met
like
my mom.
to a
Like,
point.
she's.
Yeah, tall is polite to a point.
I'm
She's less
Canadian.
polite than her
I
mother.
am polite until you piss me off and/or you give me a very good reason.
And even then, you're still polite. I have seen
Yeah.
it happen.
Yeah. But
You
you
are
are please and
very
thank you while
clear.
telling people to go to hell,
You
I will say.
are very clear. This is a boundary. You have crossed it.
Yes.
Don't do that again.
So you are less polite than your mother, but more polite than you think you are.
Yes.
I'm Canadian polite. So, like, for me, what I find bad, most people are like, oh my God, you're still so nice. I'm like, you could pull anybody off the street in Toronto and we would match. Like, that's just a. Like, British mean is classist rudeness. It's not, like, Canadian mean is still, like, we'll send you an apology or a thank you note later. Like, we'll send back the Tupperware even though we'll never speak again. What else? There's definitely the hearing thing. That's a big one.
How about
Oh,
twine?
and if I can drive at night, I'm keeping that to myself. So many seniors, let's not talk about twine. So many seniors like sandbag on the fact that they can drive at night because they don't want to have to be the driver for their friends.
Oh.
Oh no, first of all, if I still have night vision in my older years, I'm gonna enjoy that. I'm not driving you places. I'm gonna drive myself places because I wanna drive myself places.
I will say that I do believe that at a certain age, every state needs to have. I'm okay if you're older and having a license. I do think you need to get checked.
Retested.
Yeah.
And or just put something on the car like student driver, like we're willing to forgive student drivers, like put a bumper sticker on the car that says senior driver and just give them the right lane. Like, okay, you're 16, you have no idea how to drive. I'll let you on the highway and I accept that you will only drive 25 miles an hour, but like for an 80-year-old, I'm like, "Oh no, that's un no. No. I don't want to be locked in my house." Okay, I'm never gonna wear that dusty rose perfume of the older generations.
I already do.
No, yours is not offensive. Yours is not that.
It
No, it's
just
either your
smells
body
good on me.
chemistry or like it smells like a rose factory and a baby powder factory had an aggressive steroid interaction and it No. I also won't apply 16 pounds of Bengay before going out for the night.
Hey, maybe that'll turn someone on. You don't know. Don't yuck
Going to
someone.
all these concerts, and I'll be honest, I am 40 to 50 years younger than anybody else in the audience. I mean, if you ever need an ego stroke, early music concerts, they're all in their 80s and 90s. You're in your 20s and 30s. You've never felt younger. Your skin has never felt tighter. There is an ego stroke to it a little bit. But they slather themselves in Bengay. If you sit behind them, it's like a menthol mace fume coming at you. You're like, you're not crying from the beauty of the music, you're crying from the menthol.
I
You know
think
what? I figured out something I won't do.
what?
Have the radio, the television, and being on the computer at the same time, or being on a device at the same time.
While talking to your like grandchild on the phone,
Yeah,
because
loudly. That was
you
my
hate to
dad.
put the four in.
That was my dad. It was yeah, the monopolizing of all of the entertainment. Was and he knew exactly what was going on everything all the time. Don't change the channel. I know what the score is. Yankees just batted a run in. What are you doing changing the channel? You're not watching it. Yes, I am. Okay.
The thing I just realized I will not do, and I don't do. I do not believe that certain chores or tasks are
Oh
more
no.
better than one another.
Yeah, no.
I had a situation, God, like 10, 12, maybe more years ago. We were at my cousin's house, and his wife had just had their youngest son, and my aunt and her kids came. I came, and after we had lunch, my female cousin and I were told to help clean up. And the boys, and I was, an adult at this point, not like I'm a child, I'm older than all of them. And the other younger boys were just allowed to go play games. And I said, I'm not doing a thing. I said, it's not that I won't help because I won't help. If we're in this, and my cousin whose house it was, he said, wait, where did the guys go? And we're like, yep. And my mom's like, oh, they just, he said, I said, no, they're playing games. And he's not for that either. And he's like, get in here. And then everyone, I'm not going to feel like,
Gendered.
right, everyone can help clean up, everyone help do stuff outside. If there's something that you physically can't do for a restriction, that is different. But I don't think that, and in a lot of ways, I didn't grow up with this, but every now and then it would sneak out. So when we had children and younger kids coming up, everyone helped feed the babies, everyone helped play with them and give the parents a break. Yeah, the girls maybe took more with helping with diaper changes and all than the guys did, but everyone did that. Everyone helped. The guys, when I host Thanksgiving, my brother is great about he we fry our deep fry our turkey, and I get it set up. I brine it the day before, and then he takes over and he handles frying it, setting up the oil, cleaning up the station, carving the turkey. Like everyone chips in. So I'm not a big only girls or only boys do this thing. Everyone can do everything. Unless there's a limitation or problem.
I will not gatekeep advice and hold off on the gems until I'm 85, and then only if you come sit with me on the porch will I tell you the secrets of life. I grew up in an elderly neighborhood. My parents were like the young couple of the neighborhood. We were one of the very few sets of kids. Like, all these women couldn't wait to tell you, like, hold off getting married, have your own separate money. But, like, you know, they didn't tell, like, when they figured this out at 35, you know, they weren't telling 25-year-olds, like, girl, watch your money, watch your husband, watch your whatever. I will not gatekeep any piece, tip, life advice I get. I will spread in the moment, and I will also not pretend like sex wasn't a thing in my generation. The way they're just like, oh, what are they like? You're reading like, bodice ripping romance novels while pretending that like
You're reading Lady
sex didn't
Chatterley's Lover.
exist.
Yeah,
Like,
no. No, absolutely
what?
not.
No. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna have this. We're also gonna discuss. I will say, when I was teaching art class at the senior center, this generation is much more open about talking about sex.
Which generation of seniors?
Seniors, yeah. So they're 70s, 80s now. Like, they were cooler about it, but like the women when I was little, I mean, they didn't talk about it, but even amongst themselves, they just, because little ears hear things that aren't meant for conversations, they would all just act like, sex? We have no idea how kids get here. Like,
It wasn't
please.
like that in my family, I'll tell you what.
Please.
I know something else I won't do is gender strengths. Like, well, or say, well, you know, he's just a boy.
I won't give
He's a
myself an
little
elderly
boy.
pass to like touch a belly or like, oh, well, I'm old. I get to touch a belly or I can say things like, oh, he's light in the shorts or something.
Personal
I'm old. I
space.
get that pass.
Yeah, and not making, well, yes, we are a very huggy family, and we are very we hug, we kiss and all that on the cheeks. If someone is not comfortable with it is okay for them to say no.
Not forcing your affection, quote unquote, affection on a child.
And if there's a reason that everyone doesn't like someone in the family, luckily this has not been in mine, but if someone doesn't like, if there's someone giving off a vibe that a lot of people don't seem to be want around, maybe you need to take notice and see why.
I will never put a device before a child.
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm on my phone or whatever, and there's a child in vicinity related to me or not, when the child starts engaging with me, the phone goes away.
Okay.
Because I understand, like, parents need breaks from their kids, but when the child is trying so hard to get the parent's attention and the parent is refusing to pay attention to the child, that breaks my heart. So I will never put something else in front of a child. I will say, you know, give me a second. I'm having a conversation. If I'm having a conversation with somebody, acknowledge the child exists and say, you know, give me just 1 minute. I'll be right with you. Go back to the conversation. I will do that, but I won't put technology in front of a kid in order of priority.
I think one of the good things also that my parents and our families did, we didn't treat children, you were spoken to pretty much like an adult. Like, yes, there were things you were shielded from, but the tone and how you were addressed was pretty straightforward. Like, I don't feel like there was, because even now I see it with my cousin and their kids. You know, I will, you know, obviously we're not going to talk about certain things in front of them or let them in on things, and we have to skirt around things for like the young kids, but we don't try and we talk to them, understand that they will become the adults later.
Yeah, and you want to make sure that they understand that kids get brought into the world by adults and therefore should be treated with respect and care as opposed to.
No,
They'll tell me
explaining
about it when
why
you're
things.
older. Now, when will I be older? Like that will be the question.
When will you be able to? Wait, what?
We'll talk about it when you're older. Like, what is.
What is
What is
older?
this? What is that topic about? Like, why are they doing that? Whatever. We'll talk about it when you're older. Like, can you give me a day and a time? Like, do I have to be 13 and a half? Like, what? Why are we holding? Which is, I will thank my parents. They did have conversation. Like, they wouldn't just be like, oh, and then you, like, you know. But, you know, they would answer the question for, or they would let me ask leading questions to be like, okay, what do you want to know? Or like, what are you trying to get to? Like, well, what are they doing? They're having sex. They wouldn't go into it like full force, but it was like, here's the answer to the question. Like, why is that man being like put in jail? Like, okay, well, he committed a crime. Like, we're not going to go into the racial history of whatever, but like, they would answer the question. Like, he shoplifted. Now the police officer is arresting him outside the store. Like, that's what happened. That's the thing. Instead
And I
of like,
think,
well, you know, we won't talk about it or whatever else. It's like, no, I'm
or it's
sure you
adult
want to
stuff.
talk about it, but we'll let you ask the questions instead of us over-informing you on a topic that you're not. We'll answer it for what you're looking for as your answer. We might not give you the like the total historic reference to like the history of shoplifting and, you know, like economic disparity.
Yeah, and I there are things also, there are times when, my nieces are of an age that I could bear. Old enough to understand enough, but that doesn't mean I'm going to tell them everything. And in a recent conversation with one, they were expressing their concern or frustration in a matter, and there's stuff that she's talked to me that I would want to speak to her parents, but she spoke to me in confidence, and it's nothing horrible. It was just venting. And then when I was speaking to her, I said, "Well, she had one view of her parent," and I said, "Well, I'm talking." To them, I know that that's not the case, but I said, but just like I'm not going to betray your confidence, I can't betray theirs. And so I try to explain why I can't say something and not just cover it up.
Yeah,
So
it's not because I said so.
right.
That's not, yeah, it's because there are good reasons for why I can't.
And offer solutions. And flat out said, hey, you're frustrated with this solution. You don't get need to give me an answer, but I just want you to know that if you want me to ever be like a mediator between you and your parents, that is always on the table. You just need to ask me, and I have no problem setting that up and finding a time for us all to sit down and have someone who is not directly involved but loves both parties enough to be there for you both. And so I think like trying to explain to the children and not just cover everything up with the oh, it is what it is, or you're too young, or that's adult stuff. You'll learn when you get older. Like, because
Healing
God,
the generational trauma.
right, you also don't know. We don't know what could happen. Something can happen to any of us tomorrow, unexpectedly. And I think that, just trying to be give them an idea of what's going on so things don't linger.
But also explain to them that socks and sandals aren't meant to go together. Because that's an important, we have to stop that. Multi-generational socks and sandals need to stop. It
That's a
just
tough one. You're
tube socks and Tevas. Tube
oh.
socks and Tevas.
I
Let's be
mean, we
real,
know I hate
we had
socks.
friends in college who did that.
Oh my God. I
There were
have
the tube
friends with
socks and
socks and
Tevas
sandals
crowds.
people, and it kind of does hurt me to my core. Like, how can you be a good person and do that? It doesn't make any sense. That's it for episode 17. If you've ever said we'll see as a hard no, just know you're already one of us.
Join us next week for the episode we've all been avoiding, how to say no without spiraling into guilt and fake dentist appointments.
If you like this, subscribe, leave a review, or send this to someone who now owns a Costco membership for quote, fun.
And if you didn't like it, you're probably too young. Go enjoy your knees while they still work.
Until then, stay sensible.
Or embrace the chaos.
Preferably both.